James chapter 3. Milton, that's a little difficult to follow, so I just have to try to go along and follow behind you here. Thank you for your word this morning. Amen. You know, I think as Milton was saying, it's so important for us to understand what the Father's love for us. And as Paul was speaking in 1 Corinthians, he's speaking about the gifts of the Spirit in the body of Christ. You know, God's love abounds towards you and I, and we're so grateful for his love. I'm so grateful for faithful men and women that stand up and declare his goodness. Hallelujah. You know, when I was this week, when I look at messages, I might have spoke it last week, last month, a year ago. I don't have no idea. I don't look back on my notes. But when I'm reading through the Word of God and the Lord puts something on my heart that I can't get away from, I need to speak it. So today, you know, Solomon was known as the wisest man ever in the Word of God. And Solomon could have asked God for anything. God gave him an open platform. And Solomon chose to ask for wisdom. And wisdom is what brought everything else about. Amen? You know, matter of fact, in Proverbs chapter 4, verse number 7, the Word of God says, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. And with all you're getting, get understanding. And without understanding and without heart knowledge, it's just a bunch of noise. And you know what the Lord was speaking to my heart about is so many times, you know, if we just have head knowledge or intellectual assent, well, the Bible said, Jesus said, the devils believe and tremble. You know, so the intellectual assent really isn't going to get us any place. You know, one of the things that the Lord, an illustration he showed me, was just like having a bucket of paint, and the bucket of the paint is the knowledge. You have the applicator, which is the brush, and you have the wall, which is the recipient, right? Or you, for example, you and I. Now, I have this bucket of paint, but unless I take that paint and apply it to the wall, there is nothing that's going to take place. I can stack more buckets of paint, and I can keep stacking buckets of paint. I can fill the room with buckets of paint, but the wall will still remain the same unless I let the applicator apply the word to me. And as it's applied, then there's a transformation. The wall will never be transformed without application. Amen? So as we're looking at the Word of God, God wants us to take those things, that knowledge that he gives you and I, to put it to practice, and it becomes wisdom. Knowledge applied becomes wisdom. Are you with me? So look with me in James chapter 3, verse number 13. He says, who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not, and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion in every evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. The fruit of the righteous is sown in peace of them that make peace. Matter of fact, Jesus said, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. But today I want to focus your attention to verse number 13. Where the Word of God says, who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works with meekness of wisdom. I titled this morning, A Word to the Wise. A Word to the Wise. And the 3 points I want to make today is wisdom to win, wisdom to work, and wisdom to witness. Amen. So let's make a declaration in the house today. Can we lift the word together and make a declaration together? Say, I believe this is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word and my life will be changed. It will never be the same. Speak to me, Lord, your servant. My ears are open. My heart is attentive. Thank you, Jesus, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God. We're so grateful that you sent your word to accomplish something in every heart and every life of each individual that's gathered here today. So, Father, we bind the artists of confusion. Father, we speak the word. May it edify, exhort, and comfort the hearers today, Father God. May you be glorified. May you be magnified. May you be exalted in everything that's said. And when all is done, you'll receive the praise and the glory. Father, I pray again today, as I pray many days, Father God, speak through me today, Father God. May I get out of your way and let you have your way in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. He said, is there any among you wise? Who is a wise man to do with knowledge among you? Let him show out of his good conversation. You know? And what I'm talking about here is God gives us wisdom to win. To win. You know, when I look at this, when I win, when I have a winning mentality, I'm operating and moving according to the will of God. When I'm operating in His will, I'm always a winner. When I get outside of His will, then I'm in battle with Him, okay? I don't know about you, but I want to flow with Him, not against Him. So turn with me this morning, wisdom to win. Turn with me to Proverbs chapter 11. Verse number 30. God's will. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Behold, the righteous shall be recompensed on the earth much more than the wicked and the sinner. You know, in Ezekiel 18:4, the prophet prophesied and said, all souls are mine, says the Lord. The soul that sinneth, it shall surely die. But thanks God for his amazing grace. Thank God for the amazing grace that Barbara and Judy sang here. You know, because the word of God says, for the wages of sin was death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. For by grace we are saved by faith, that not of ourselves, it's a gift of God, not of works, lest any of us should boast. In other words, and he is saying to you, when we're leading and winning people to Jesus, we're being wise. We're being wise. You know, you could go back to Ezekiel 3, when the prophet says, when you don't warn the wicked to turn from their wicked ways and he dies in his wickedness, his blood is on your hands.
That's true, amen.
Amen. So God has given us grace so that we would have grace for others. That's what amazing grace is about. You know, we're here sharing the love and the grace of God. This isn't a condemning message. This is just saying, hey, God's going to give us a word today, but the most important thing is we take and we apply it. You know? Amen? We're not just here talking for the sake of talking. Amen? So look at me in James chapter 5. Why is that wise to win, and why is it wise for me to win others to Jesus? The word of God says in James chapter 5, verse number 19, brethren, if any of you do err from the truth and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error of his way shall save a soul from death and shall hide a multitude of sins. Amen. Not by what we've done, but by the grace of God, by the love of God. Not our power, not our might, but the power of God. It's the power of God to save. He says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. Amen. So many times, just like Milton was sharing, so many times we miss how much God loves us and we try to earn and deserve love that is given to us freely. Amen. In the same manner, we try to determine that, hey, I can't do this. I'm not strong enough to do this, or I'm not capable of doing this. And God said, it's not about you. It's about Him. All God is looking for is vessels to use for His glory and His honor. Amen. Let Him work in and through you. Amen. Amen. Let me tell you something. Everybody has most people in life have a fear of rejection. Let me tell you this. When you go out and you tell somebody about Jesus, if they reject Jesus, they're not rejecting you, they're rejecting Him. Amen? Hey, the fruits of the righteous is the tree of life, and he that winneth souls is? Wise. Hallelujah. Look what Daniel says and prophesied in Daniel chapter 12. Daniel 12, chapter verse number 3. Says, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Because it's not about us. Amen. It's not about us. We talked about this morning the golden rule, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Bless them that curse you, despitefully use you. In other words, we're bearers of good news. Amen. I don't know about you, but the Word of God says in 1 John 5, 13, these things have I written unto you that you may know that you have eternal life. Amen. I think that's wisdom. Amen. Hallelujah. Turn with me to Matthew 13. Well, Pastor, why you know, we get all in the presence of God. Why are you preaching on this instead of the Holy Ghost? Because God got you prepared that you could hear this. Amen? Because if you don't put the word to practice and apply it to your life, you're going to be most miserable. You're going to be most miserable. You're going to face the same thing over and over and over again, and you're going to blame God because things didn't change. Amen? Amen? And you know, the point again, we blame God for everything. Amen? I want you to know that God loves you and has a plan in your life. His plans for you is for good. Amen? Amen? So as we take this word, matter of fact, Jesus said in Matthew 13, 43, then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who have ears to hear, let them hear. I'm telling you something, that God is speaking highly about value and how important it is, not just now, but for eternity, for winning souls to Christ. Amen. Amen. Hey, there's a lost and dying world that's out there, and we have the answer. His name is Jesus. He says, hey, if you're wise and you do with knowledge, you know, let it show out of a good conversation his works. In other words, that the Jesus said in Matthew 5, 16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give the Father in heaven all the glory. In other words, it isn't your light. It's the glory of God reflecting over you, off of you and I. Amen? I'm not going out there to light up the world. He's lighting up the world. I'm just that little flashlight. The Holy Ghost is the batteries. And Jesus is the light. Amen? In other words, I'm just holding His light up. I'm holding His light up in this world, you know. And you know what? We're living in a dark time. According to the Word of God, He told us what the world would be like in the last days. And if you haven't noticed what's going on in the world, to recognize we're in the last days. According to the Word of God, according to Jesus' word out of His mouth, we are in the last days. Amen? Amen? Amen. So he's saying to you and I, it's not only wisdom to win, but wisdom to work. In other words, work what he has sent you and I to do. Amen? So many times, I want to say this. So many times people think that the sharing the gospel is for the evangelist. That isn't it. The evangelist is one of the fivefold ministries. Jesus called the whole body to be a witness. Amen? I don't know about you. How many in here has God done something for? We overcome the adversary by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of our testimony. Yeah, our testimony is just like honey that draws them to want to taste. Where'd you get that from? Amen? You know, he says in 1 Timothy chapter 6, the Apostle Paul says, he says in verse number 17, 1 Timothy 6:17, he says, charge them that are rich in this world that they not be high-minded, nor trust in uncertain riches, but in the living God who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. That they do good, that they be rich in good works, ready to distribute, willing to communicate, laying up in store for themselves a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold of eternal life. Jesus made it simple to you and I. If we look at what Solomon said, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom, with all thy getting, get understanding. And we looked at the paint, the brush, and the wall. In other words, the knowledge, if it's not applied, if this word is not applied to its life, it's not going to have an effect. In other words, how can I say this? Where he says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God, if I don't apply the word. If there's no application. You see, that's why Jesus made it simple. Turn with me to Matthew 7. Matthew 7. Verse number 24. Jesus said this. He said, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine, and what? And doeth them. Hear and do. There's got to be application. Hear and do them. I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon the house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon the house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Amen. On Christ the solid rock we stand, all the ground is sinking sand. So as we're building our foundation, we're building it on the word that's applied. We've got to apply the word. Amen. In other words, we got to get it from here to here, not just here. Not just here. It's got to take that journey from your head to your heart. Because out of the abundance of the heart is where your mouth speaks. Out of the abundance of what you're filled with here. And he is saying, hey, if we're endued with if you have the wisdom and knowledge of God, and you're endued with this knowledge and this wisdom when it's applied, you'll show out of your good conversation good works. Amen? With meekness of wisdom. In other words, meekness is not weakness. You understand what I'm saying? Meekness is humility. I'm to humble myself under the mighty hand of God. Amen? In other words, I come with a humble heart. A humble heart. I think it's so important. Look with me in Acts chapter 4. Wisdom to witness is what I put here. In Acts chapter 4, verse number 33. He says, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Amen. And with great power. When Jesus said, all power has been given to me in heaven and earth, now go ye therefore, he transferred. He said, but you shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria and the uttermost parts of the earth. In other words, it's not my power, it's his power. But he said, when they had witness of the resurrection, in other words, we're not serving a dead God. We're serving a God that's alive and well. We're serving a God that's able to do. We're serving a God that's always there. We're serving a God that's as close as the call of his name. Amen. In other words, he is saying to you and I, as we open our mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. You know, when he said in great power, he gave them the witness of the resurrection. In other words, have you witnessed the resurrection of Christ? You know, we just talked about Stephen when he was getting stoned. I shared that on Wednesday night for the ones that were in Bible study. You know, Stephen's here being stoned, and all of a sudden, he was full of the Holy Ghost. God let him look past the ones that were stoning him. Let him look into heaven. Saw the glory of God in the heavens opened up. And then, after they're stoning him, before he gave up the ghost and laid down, he said, Father, hold this not on their account. So many times you and I, we can't witness the people so because we're carrying so much junk of our own. Do you see the way they looked at me today in church? Who's speaking that? The devil. The devil. He's come to divide, destroy, and to kill. Amen. Hey, guess what? You don't know. Somebody might have gas or something. Amen. Lord, I pray. But here's what he said. He said in Acts 4:33, great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection, and great grace was upon them.
Yes, amen.
Great grace was upon them. Great grace received, great grace given. In other words, great grace, God has great grace for you and I. In other words, we're to have great grace for one another. We're to have great grace for those that are in the world. We need to have great grace for those that are bound with addictions. We need to have great grace for those that are bound in bondage that the Son has come to set free but are still caught up in the bondage of this world. We're to have great grace. Amen. Let's stop looking down our noses at people. Hallelujah. Let's speak to them where God's called them to be. He said he's not willing that any should perish, but that all would come to a saving knowledge. Hallelujah. Amen. I love the grace of God. Amen. I mess up all the time, and when the Father talks to me, he says, son, did you look at that? Yeah, I saw that. Great grace. Great grace. Great grace. Great grace. Great grace. You've received great grace. Let's have great grace for one another. Hallelujah. You know, I was looking in Ephesians 6 when the Apostle Paul is teaching him to pray on the armor of God. Last week we talked about in verse 18 that we're praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for the saints. But the Apostle Paul said this in verse 19. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Man, that's some good news. You know how much good news the news that we have is? No matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, God's grace is sufficient.
Amen. That's right.
No matter where you've been, no matter what you've done, God forgives you. Amen. God doesn't hold you accountable for yesterday because today's a brand new day. And the problem with the body of Christ so many times is they try to carry their yesterdays into today. But when I said, Lord, forgive me, he removed it. Why should I carry it if the Lord isn't remembering it? Hallelujah. Do you understand what the Lord's saying to you today? You know, when we look at 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse number 13. You know, when we're speaking, we said, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but what the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. That's why this is a mystery, because it really doesn't make sense to the logical mind. The logical mind is saying, I can't understand why you would forgive me, and you already forgave me before I ever came against you, but you've already forgiven me before I ever did it. Hello? Such love, such wondrous love, that God would love a sinner such as I. Such wondrous love like that. Amen? But he says in And Jesus said in Matthew 10:16, he says, I send you forth as sheep among wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. You know, and the wisdom of a serpent, have you ever watched the wisdom of the serpent almost has eyes all around. He kind of looks. You know, a snake really isn't that dangerous. People have depicted them as being dangerous, but they're not dangerous. Amen? A devil poop on you. What are you looking for? Hallelujah. I shouldn't have said that. Forgive me, Lord. Yeah. God wants you to know that we live in a world that is very evil. There's a lot of darkness that is out there. But he sends us forth as sheep in the midst of these wolves. The Father goes before us. He's behind us. He's with us. He said he'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. He's always as close as the call of his name. He is always there. He says he will show you things that are taking place. That's what a serpent will do. A serpent's eyes is always open. But he said, hey, be wise like that serpent. But let's be harmless as dove. A dove represents peace. Represents peace. And right now, church, we're the peace in this world. Especially right now, and I'm not going to go into politics, but especially right now in an election year, when even the church is divided between Democrats and Republicans and who's in what, and people are fighting amongst one another in the body of Christ, we're the bearers of peace. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God. Amen. We're not arguing and fighting with people. We're to let God arise and let the enemy be scattered. We're to love people no matter where they're at. Everybody has a right to an opinion. Amen. So let's not argue with one another. Let's not beat one another up over who's going to be the president of the United States. You know who's going to be the president of the United States? Whoever God allows to be the president of the United States. Ultimately, God is still in control. God has not turned this nation over. God is the ruler of this nation. God is still the King of Kings, and he's still the Lord of Lords. Amen. We serve the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And you know what? We're just heavenites sojourning here. Amen. And we're ambassadors from heaven sharing some good news on earth. Anybody with me? So in closing today, what is the Lord saying to us simply today? He's saying this. There's a word for the wise. That this wisdom, knowledge applied, is giving simply by wanting it, by asking for it. Matter of fact, in James 1:5, the Word of God says, if any of you lack wisdom, ask God. He gives it to us liberally, and he doesn't hold it back. Amen? I don't know about you, but God knows everything. He knows the beginning and the end and everything in between. Amen? So when I'm seeking wisdom, I'm seeking wisdom from God. Amen? And in closing today, he says to us today, hey, he's given us wisdom to win, wisdom to work, and wisdom to witness to others. We have some of the best news that you'd ever want to hear. Jesus is still alive. Jesus is still alive. Amen. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He heard what you heard. He saw what you saw. Amen. But he's the God of turnaround. He's the God of turnaround. Amen. And God is here to turn our hearts and lives back to him, back to the Father, through the Son. Bow your heads and let us close. Father, we're so grateful for your word. We're grateful that you sent your word here to accomplish what you sent it to this house to do. In the closing moments of this service, maybe you're here today and you do not know Jesus, or maybe one time you knew him, but you're not in the place you need to be. If that is you,